And we wanted to welcome Samantha Brown into the studio. She is the Vice President of the San Marcos Chamber of Commerce and the PR Committee Chair, and is helping to coordinate this year's Sights and Sounds Festival. So for somebody who's never been to the festival, what exactly is Sights and Sounds?
So Sights and Sounds is what I like to call a big Christmas festival with a small town feel. So truly the hallmark movie of Christmas festivals in Central Texas. So rides, games, food, from funnel cakes to turkey legs, you name it.
So when did Sights and Sounds get started?
So Sights and Sounds was founded in 1982, so it's older than all of you. we're in our 32nd year, and it was originally held on the courthouse lawn, so it's grown a lot since then.
And why was it started?
So it's my understanding it was the city, Main Street, and the families on San Antonio Street that wanted to create a place for everyone to come together. And they used to run a hayride down San Antonio Street so the kids could look at all the Christmas lights.
That is so cute. For someone who has never attended, what can they expect from attending?
You get what you want out of it. There's a lot of lights, so it's absolutely beautiful. If you're looking for that epic Instagram post, there's opportunities for that, for sure. There's great food, rides, but it's really just a sense of community. It's also a Blue Santa drop-off point. There's games and activities for kids, and there's just people who love San Marcos everywhere.
For those that are looking to get involved, what kind of volunteer opportunities do you guys offer?
I mean, how do you feel about cotton candy? So there's a ton of volunteer opportunities, from running booths to clean up to working with the city. This is a zero waste event, so we recruit a ton of students to help with that. We need hundreds of volunteers. So if you go to, we have a website for it, and it's just www.sself.org.
Awesome. So, we talked about it a little before, but what are some new aspects to the event this year, or just things that are different from years past?
Well, one cool thing is we've added a lot of lights. So we have over 1 million lights now, and that's exciting. A lot of the stuff, we've kept a lot of the traditions alive, but music is a big add this year. We've got some great acts, local and out of Austin and surrounding areas, from Dale Watson to some other local groups that will be playing throughout the 2 weeks, and that schedule is online at sightsandsounds.org.
Wow. And what are the dates of the festival?
So it starts tomorrow, so it's Wednesday, November 28th through Saturday, December 1st. And then our second week is Wednesday, December 5th through Saturday, December 8th.
For those of us that have been, we know that the festival is beautiful. Like you described it out of a Hallmark movie, that's really what it is. I guess the way I'm looking at it, like, it cannot get any better. So what are some goals for the future?
Keep growing. More lights. Bigger, better.
More lights.
More lights. We want it to sparkle. We want astronauts to see it. Let's show Austin how we do it in San Marcos.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning before that this is almost a year-long process of planning an event like this. All of those meetings throughout the almost a year, what do those consist of?
Well, they're Gumby's Pizza Fueled.
that sounds great.
Yes. They can consist of just about anything. We meet once a week for the months leading out, but we talk about anything from where biscuits are going to be and how many, campfires we're going to have, to logistics of, I don't know if y'all noticed, but CM Allen's closed. So how are we going to get to the entrance? So working with our partners at the city to get a temporary road put in, there's meetings talking about that, on sponsorships, on marketing, on safety, you name it, food vendors. There's a lot that goes into the permitting. So it's anything and everything, but yeah.
That is so exciting. What is your favorite part about the festival?
Watching the kids. So there's a Letters to Santa booth. There's a whole bunch of free activities for the kids. And just watching them, especially when they walk down, when they walk the bridge over the river and during this cocoon of lights, and just seeing how excited they are seeing it.
Another cool thing that I want to mention is you told us that nobody on the team, nobody that works tirelessly is paid. It's all volunteer-based. Talk about that. That is amazing, first of all.
So Sights and Sounds is actually a foundation and a nonprofit. So this is completely ran from volunteers. It's a board of directors and committees. So it's a whole bunch of people who care and give their time to make this happen for our community.
That is wonderful. And obviously Samantha Brown is one of those people working tirelessly. And she still looks great. She still has time to look great. She still has time to come do an interview. So I just want to recognize that the hard work is noticed. It is acknowledged. And I know that everyone in San Marcos loves Sights and Sounds. It's always something that everyone looks forward to.
We'll definitely have to go. We'll definitely be there. It's a tradition to go every year.
Well, come find me. I'll be in this beautiful green shirt.
Oh, we will. We'll come find you, and we'll take a picture. But thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you have an amazing Sights and Sounds time. And we will definitely be there again. That starts tomorrow. Doors open at what time?
So they open at 5 and close at 11.
Open at 5, close at 11. So we hope to see all of you there. Everyone at KTSW is super excited about it. And we hope that you are too. Again, thank you to Samantha Brown for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
And keep it tuned to KTSW. We have some Death Valley Girls coming up.